Hey, dork. Sorry to call you this late. I just really wanted to hear your voice. You haven't talked much lately, you know? Not since I, threatened your little girlfriend, which, I feel was pretty justified considering what happened, but whatever. Anyways, I was sitting in my car a few hours ago and I couldn't stop thinking about you. All the shit that went on between us really got to me, I guess. I just kept fucking crying. And as the tears were dripping down my face, soaking the steering wheel, I had an epiphany. It came to me. A vision clear as day. A burning bush in my mind. I realized that none of this is your fault. It's mine. Don't get me wrong. Going to prom with Amy was a shitty thing to do. And I was pissed at you about it for a long time, after everything I fucking did for you. After all the nuisances I took care of. The blood I stained myself with. After all that, you still chose some empty-headed little girl over me. But you don't know any better. You wanted a girl your age, someone to hold close at night. I get that. Our relationship has always been fraught, and it's only gotten worse since I ended graduate school. No matter how much time I make for you, there's still this distance between us. You've been acting really cold towards me lately, almost as if I make you uncomfortable. It's understandable, though. You don't know about the things I've done for you, how much I've sacrificed. I never wanted you to. What a fool I was trying to baby you like that, keeping the truth hidden. In the end, it only drove you away. Well, I'm done lying, sweetie. From now on, I'm gonna be honest about my feelings. About my needs. Listen, baby, I'll do whatever it takes to make you mine again. I paid your girlfriend a little visit. Here. Do you want to talk to him? Amy? Sorry, she's a bit loud, so I had to cover her mouth with duct tape. Don't worry, though. I didn't hurt her. She's just tied up in a chair, a little bruised, a little flustered, but she'll get better. I wasn't rough with you, was I, kitten? No, she liked it a lot. You should have heard her, baby. As hard as she fought, it didn't take long for her screams to turn into well, let's just say it was like prom night all over again. How about I take off this duct tape, kitten? So tired, so spirited. I thought I broke you already. Maybe you need a little more playtime with mistress. This time your crush can listen too. Would you like that? I told you already. You try to take something that belongs to me. You put your hands on him. Even after I warned you not to. Liar. I know your type. I know how you force yourself onto men. Well, he's off limits. He's mine. God. Listen to her whining. What a pathetic thing. It would be better to put her out of her misery. That's enough out of you. I can't believe you chose her over me, baby boy. I mean, really. She's so drab. It doesn't matter, though, because I'm setting things right. In a couple of minutes, I'm gonna start driving over to your place. And once I get there, I'll sneak through the window. It shouldn't be difficult. You always leave the one in your room unlocked, after all. Now, if you try to call the police, or if I find your bed empty when I arrive, I'll come back here and take care of your little girlfriend. I swear to you, I will. So, don't play around, puppy, because I'm deadly serious. Alright, kisses. I'll see you soon. I hope you get this message. I really do. Such a smart boy. You know you can't stop me. That's right. The only option is to give Mistress what she wants. Because if you don't, a pretty little girl is going to wind up with her picture on milk cartons. And the worst part is, you'll be mine either way. I can just force myself on you if you resist. Even if you sacrifice the girl. There's no escape. So why not let her live? Why not do this willingly? I promise I'll make you feel good. That's it. Stay still as I walk over. Don't move, puppy. I like your pajamas. Did you put them on especially for me? Relax, I was joking. You would have worn booty shorts if you'd thought to dress up, gotten yourself nice and dolled up, just as I like. Swap tight. Can't a girl have some fun? No. Getting straight to business, are we? Fine. How boring. All right. What do you want to know? Yeah, she's alive. I'll give you my word. Though, in case you're still skeptical, I brought proof of life as well. Settle down. I'm reaching for my phone. Here, your precious girlfriend. Go on. You can say hi. It's a live feed. She'll hear us too. See? Look at her nodding her head like a good girl. Such a crafty little boy. Convinced I'm telling the truth now? A recording couldn't have responded like that. Hell, I would have even thought to make her wiggle that chair. So, satisfied? Good. How about I put my phone over there then? That way you can watch her the whole time, make sure I'm not pulling any funny business. This is so nostalgic. Just the two of us, together, lying in the bedroom where we used to sit and smoke cigarettes. Do you remember it, baby? I'd crack open a window before settling next to you on the bed, smoke curling from my lips. I'd spend entire weekends holed up here, or in my dorm, listening to music, talking about whatever was on our minds, and sometimes when I was feeling really adventurous, I'd take you out. People kept mistaking us for brother and sister. Not that I dissuaded them. I didn't really want to explain why I was bringing some random high schooler to college parties or putting my arm around him at the drive-in. Sure, it wasn't the best cover, but it worked for the most part. People can laugh about their friend's little brother getting drunk. Though, if they knew we weren't related, there might have been questions. Looking back on it, I was kind of a bad influence, wasn't I? Oh, don't get upset, baby boy. You went along with it too. Bless, I didn't actually do anything naughty with you. Not at first. My sweet little boy, what's wrong? You look so embarrassed. Are you thinking about that night? Feeling the phantom touch of my fingers again? As if you were back there being teased and caressed. It's okay, puppy. You don't have to hide how you feel. I'm glad you liked your early graduation present. Still fantasize about it, you know. I'll never forget the look on my little boy's face when I pushed him onto the bed, how he squirmed and trembled in my apartment. I wish I could hear those delicious whimpers again. You begged so well for me. No, you didn't say, please, mommy. You didn't moan and plead for release. Please, mommy, please stroke me faster. I'm almost there. Please, I'll be a good boy. And you were a good boy, a good obedient little puppy who always did what his master said. Of course I couldn't resist claiming you. Teasing that beautiful cock until it was throbbing in my hands. I kept kissing you as you wrote out your orgasm just like this. You spurted out so much sticky cum into the tissue. Felt nice, didn't it? Being milked by me. Cuddling in the afterglow. So, why did you stop answering my calls? Why did you turn your back on the woman who loves you more than anything? Hook up with some floozy. You don't need to explain yourself, baby. You already know the answer. You were very clear about why we couldn't see each other anymore. You thought I was too controlling. Who are your exact words again? Unstable. Dangerous. How could you understand? Everything I did for you. Everything. I sullied my hands, bathed myself in sin, and just so we can be happy together. I'm the only one who deserves you, puppy. I earned your love. But if you won't give it to me freely, then I guess I'll have to take what I want. Stop fucking fighting. You forced me to do this. Feisty. Oh, does my little boy really think he can fight me off? Don't forget, darling, I still have your girlfriend tied up. If you deny me, I'll make her regret it. And no one wants that, do they? poor baby. What are you gonna do? Knock me out before I can reach her? Are you gonna kill me? You have no clue where she is. And I can't tell you if I'm sitting in a prison cell. It's okay, sweetie. I know you can never harm me. Not even if you tried. Settle down before you get hurt. Good boy. Calm down. Well, maybe calm isn't the right word. You're pacified, I suppose. Paralyzed with fear. It's all right. A knife can have that effect. Though most often the fear gets replaced by shock a few moments later. No one actually expects to die, you know. So they simply sit there, stupidly, as the blood spills from their body and they wonder, is this really the end? The screaming usually stops by then. I mean, there wouldn't be any point on it, would there? The worst has already happened, and no one can help them anymore. Sorry, I'm scaring you, aren't I? You aren't used to seeing this side of me. Well, don't worry, puppy. Mommy would never do such nasty things to you. Of course not. I only use my knife to get rid of pesky little nuisances. Like your girlfriend. Her life may still be spared, though. The others, on the other hand, weren't quite so lucky. Oh, you know. Others. Come on, sweetheart. You can figure it out. You're a smart boy. Bingo. I'm the specter haunting our darling little town, the cause of all these disappearances. Hey, don't get upset, puppy. I told you. I did this for us. They were just getting in the way. They deserved what was coming to them. Oh, please. Are we going to defend that bully or the mean cheerleader who kept feeling you up? What was her name again? Oh, yes. Julie. She had the most wretched screams. High and shrill. Like a cat whose tail has been stepped on. Amy's are so much better. I do wish I could have heard more of them. Well, we all make our sacrifices, and if keeping her alive will get you to be obedient, I'm willing to play ball. Sweetheart, you seem a bit queasy. Are you feeling all right? I understand this is a lot of process, but we can't get too caught up in the details now. I came here for something and I intend on getting it. Take a wild guess. Hint. Isn't a con like bar? I want to. I always wanted you. I love you, sweetheart. Just relax. Everything's going to be okay. Good boy. Feel me gently run the blade along your cheek. It's only a scratch. Just want to give you a little mark. Here, let me wipe the blood off. See how red my fingertips are? They're covered in your essence. Hey, don't cry. You're safe with me. I'm not gonna cut you again. Come here. Good boy. Listen to me, sweetie. If you give yourself to me, I swear I'll never take another life. You can end it all tonight. No more disappearances. No more grieving families. And Amy goes free. But you have to become mine in body and soul. So how about it, puppy? Can I hold you in my embrace again? Good boy, you made the right choice. Stay still. I'm gonna cut off your shirt. Unbutton those pants too, sweetie. There you go. Good boy. You're really pretty, you know that? I love every single inch of your body. Especially this guy down here. Do you think you get hard for me, baby? There you go. Start stroking. And I'll give you a little encouragement. Good boy. Watch me strip. Can you see how slick I am? I'm practically glistening. But I guess I'm not the only one who's excited. You're ready, so stiff, baby. Do you want to make mistress feel good? Fuck. You're adorable when you beg. Okay, lie on your back, darling. Here you go. Good boy. Keep wanking as I lower myself onto your face. My precious baby boy. Tongue feels amazing. Such a good pet. Yeah. Lick up my honey. You love this, don't you? Being smothered with my pussy. There's no need to be shy, sweetie. I'll let you do this whenever you want. You drink mommy's cum every night. Get your face all messy with my juices. Yes, that's it. You're so eager, baby. Yeah, how are you, a needy little slut? My fuck toy. Stick your tongue inside. Fuck. Don't stop. I can't believe you thought you'd get away. That you would ever be satisfied without your mistress. I can feel you moaning into me. You're pumping your cock really hard, aren't you, darling? Hands off. You heard me. Hands off your dick. I want you to focus on eating me out. Good boy. You can rub your thighs if you like. Tease your cute little body. But keep licking. I wish you could see your cock right now. Watch it twitch and bob in the air. I bet you're drooling pre-cum too. Naughty boy. Use that tongue. God, you're doing so well, baby. Suck on that clit. Fucking rape slut. You like being used, don't you? Getting to clean up mommy's creamy pussy. I'm glad you're being finally honest, baby. Good boy. Keep licking as I pet you. Good boy. You're gonna make me come. Feeling so close, sweetie. You're mine. My little puppy. Yes. Take it. Take it, you fucking little slut. Take it. Take it. Take it. Good fucking little boy. Drink my squirt. Slow licks. I'm really sensitive right now. I didn't know you were so good with your tongue, puppy. Did you practice with your little girlfriend? No? Poor girl, she really missed out. Come here. I want to taste myself on your lips. I'm gonna make your body remember who it belongs to, puppy. I might get a little rough, okay? Something about imagining you with that bimbo really pisses me off. Tell me, sweetie. What did you do with her? Did you fuck her in the back of her pickup? Or made her pretty face white in the school bathroom? Maybe she even let you try anal. Don't you lie to your mommy, cutie bear. That would make me very upset. You aren't just saying that to make me happy, are you? I have a hard time believing you two didn't do anything. Girls like her always try to take advantage of their boyfriends. No. You only kissed? Good boy. I'm really proud of you. Don't worry, sweetie. I won't let anyone else lay their hands on my little boy. You're mine, aren't you? That's right. Who do you love the most? Come on, baby. Tell mommy you love the most. Good boy. Your face is covered in tears. Baby boy. Shh. It's okay. Let it all out. Yeah. I'll kiss the pain away. Good boy. Are you ready for mommy to reclaim you? Yeah? Alright, just lie back. I'll do all the work. You're still so hard for me. It's adorable. Here. Why don't we give Amy better luck? Alright. If I prop my phone up on this pillow, you should be able to see all the action. I told you it was Lifey, didn't I? She's been watching us the whole time. Does that turn you on, slut? Knowing your girlfriend is about to see you getting raped. Oh, you're getting even harder, baby. Guess I hit the nail on the head. Come on, let's put a show on for her. Good boy. Keep moaning as I straddle you. Fuck. You're spreading me open, sweetie. Hey, why are you crying? I know you wish that didn't feel good, but it's okay, puppy. There is nothing to be ashamed about. You can't help yourself. Just imagine all the people you're saving. The poor souls who might have ended up as my victims. Gave you my word. I won't hurt anyone again, and I intend to keep that promise. So give in to the pleasure, sweetie. Feel my tight pussy gripping you, milking your cock. Good boy. Look into my eyes. I love you, puppy. Yes, moan my name. That's it. Show Amy what a slut you are. You're my little slut. She's crying too, honey. I think Amy really loves you. I bet she wishes she was the one riding your perfect cock right now. Oh, good boy. Buck your hips for me. Fuck mommy as hard as you can. There you go, baby. Just think about how nice and tingly I made you feel. Yeah. Good boy, that's right. This is only a nightmare. A momentary dream. So give in. Let mommy rape your cute little body. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Stickle your tongue, baby. Thank you. Stickle your tongue, baby. You like that, don't you? Having you sucked on as I pound you into the bed. God, you're such a masochist. Listen to those cries of pleasures. If you're bound and gagged, draped and displayed, would you still love me anyways? You like that even more, wouldn't you? Naughty little puppy, I'm gonna have to punish you. Yes, fucking take it, slut. Your mommy's fuck toy tonight, so I could fuck you as hard as I want. Yes. Good boy. What's that? Oh, baby, I love you too. What's that? Oh, baby. I love you too. Love you so much. Your cock is pulsating inside of me. Are you about to come, sweetie? Oh, it's okay. You don't have to hold back. Just tell me what you want, alright? Say please, like a good boy. Please, let me knock you up, mommy. Yes, breed me while your girlfriend watches. Look at her squirming in her chair, baby. She's rubbing her thighs together. What a cute little girl. But I don't want you to think about her. I'm the only woman who matters right now. Fuck me, puppy. Give me a baby. Oh, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come while you breed me. Breed me. Breed me, you little fuck toy, you little sex toy, you fucking slut. Oh, breed me. Breed me. Give me a baby. I'm gonna come again. I'm gonna come while you breed me. Such a good boy. Keep spurting that thick seed inside of me. Fill my womb. Good boy. Salud. So warm. That was perfect. Baby boy, you're so good. Would you like mommy to hold you? Good boy. Nestle into me. There you go. Baby, you're trembling. No, sweetheart. I'm not gonna let you go. Of course not. Don't worry. I've got you. Better? Yeah. Good boy. You're back home now. Back. In my embrace. I'm going to have to go free Amy in a little bit though, alright? Will you be okay here by yourself? Good. I promise it won't be long. Isn't that right, Amy? Yeah, you'll be obedient this time, won't you? You know, if you're a really good girl, I might let you fuck him sometime. I'll take that as a yes. What do you think, baby boy? Would you mind making Amy come on your cock? Maybe I'll set up a little play date for the three of us. For now, though, you should get some rest. Good boy. Settle in as mommy rubs your back. Give you one last caress before the night ends. Sleep tight, little one.